Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Salt Lake City residents and business owners have been waiting for a new and improved North Temple corridor for years, and now the dream is becoming reality. Today on the program, we're hearing more about the North Temple project, how a new airport tracks line and other amenities will upgrade life for the businesses and the residents of the city's west side. Joining me for this segment is Frank Gray. He is Salt Lake City's Director of Community and Economic Development. He's in studio. Frank, nice to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And Dave Galvan, he is a member of the Westside Business Alliance and longtime resident of the North Temple area. He's in studio as well. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
There is a public meeting tomorrow about the new North Temple corridor. That's being held tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Grand Hall at the Utah Fair Park here in Salt Lake City. There's more detail on our website, kcpw.org. But if you have questions or comments about the North Temple corridor, if you live in the area, if you want to know the status of progress, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. North Temple has been torn up for some time, but the end is in sight. Before we get to the specific improvements, Frank Gray, why focus on North Temple? What's the city's interest in improving this area?
North Temple for years has served as the entrance to our community. With the advent of the freeways, that diminished. We saw a lot of disinvestment going on, a lot of stressed properties, and the neighborhood out there deserves better. We now have the opportunity with the light rail to go to the airport from the downtown area and from the university. There's a tremendous opportunity here to see that revitalization occur and services again provided to the community in their local community area.
Dave Galvan, you are part of the Westside Business Alliance, which represents business interests along that corridor. What does having a strong North Temple mean to the neighborhoods, to the business owners in that area?
The business owners and the neighborhood have know that we are hand in hand. It's a partnership that strong community, strong residential, strong business makes for a good community. And part of it is that commercial on the North Temple Street.
How are businesses faring during what has been quite a lengthy construction period? Again, we are putting in a new tracks line along that corridor. How are the businesses doing?
You know, it's challenging. They took down. We have a great, beautiful, brand new bridge. They actually closed the bridge, the access. They had to reroute traffic to get into the city. It went from 24,000 traffic cars on the street to almost non-existent 20 minutes to get one block. It's been a challenge, and a number of the businesses have. We've had closures. We've had what goes with that type of major construction.
Frank Gray, did you foresee this kind of extended construction period? Has it been long? Give us maybe a little bit of the history of the project.
The answer, I'm sure, to any business or resident out there, it's been longer than they had hoped for. The project is actually way ahead of schedule. The bridge opened early, and the contractor on this job has been absolutely wonderful to deal with, both for the businesses and the community, and for the city and for UTA. And they have put full effort into getting this done early, trying to get it closed up, and ensuring that there is access and accessibility to the businesses along there. Yes, it's been very hard for the businesses. We've put together business mitigation loans that the businesses can apply for to try to help them bridge that gap. I think the environment when this is done is going to be so much better that all of them will. All of them are tolerating and will appreciate eventually what's been done.
Speaking with Frank Gray, Salt Lake City's Director of Community and Economic Development, also Dave Galvan with the Westside Business Alliance. We're talking about the new North Temple Corridor. There is a public meeting being held tomorrow morning at the Grand Hall at the Utah Fair Park. More information on our website, kcpw.org. Frank Gray, the city is calling this the grand entrance to downtown. Describe the grand part. What can we expect when the dust settles, the construction cranes are gone? What's it going to look like?
This is a boulevard, an entry boulevard to the city, and it is being done different than other entries into the city in the fact that all modes of transportation are being provided for in this corridor from the ground up. So we will have light rail, we'll have bus, so we'll have the public transportation. We still will have automobiles on the street, but they will be going much slower than they have been in the past. There's bicycle and there's pedestrian facilities along the street and intensive landscaping in the major portion of the site.
Mm. A boulevard makes me think of strolling. I mean, are you hoping that this will be a very walkable area?
Yes, it's actually designed to be walkable. We think that the community will bike, they will walk, and they will get to the businesses that serve those communities. And around the transit stops themselves, there will be facilities and businesses that will serve the transit or the transit-oriented development.
So this is going all the way from the gateway all the way to the airport. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And so people coming from the airport, this will be their first introduction to what Salt Lake City is.
Right. And on the top of the bridge, the new viaduct is the connector to the front runner. And so people will be coming from Davis County or from the south, from Provo, eventually, as that gets extended down there, coming to this line and going on out to the airport. So it's going to become a very, very desirable place to have your business, to have your office, and we're really excited about it.
I imagine that residents and businesses are pinning a lot of their hopes on the successful completion of this project. Dave Galvan, what are your expectations from this new beautified roadway?
No, I don't know that it's hopes, but what the community has looked at, exactly what Frank talked about, they wanted to be able to walk. What the city's investment and everybody's investment there is huge. I mean, the pedestrian sidewalks are going to be larger. The landscaping, it's just millions of dollars. But what the community thinks is that's what we've asked for, that's what we've wanted, and that's what other areas have seen help develop their economic base and provide the stimulus to have for business come in and be successful.
So you think this is key to revitalizing not just this roadway, but the entire area?
I think there's a lot of things at play here. The Jordan River Parkway, Northwest Multipurpose Center, a brand new rec center, on and on and on. And the proximity to the Central Business District, this neighborhood, is just ripe for development, and that it is the time.
Dave Galvan mentioned the investment. So, Frank Gray, how much money is the city putting into this project? How much is UTA putting into this project?
My understanding, and I'm going to be general in these numbers, is that it's about a $300 million project for the light rail out there. The city has put in about $20 million through contributions from the state and the city. And the property owners themselves. The property owners have agreed to, at least a portion of the property owners have agreed to tax themselves to put in high-end lighting on the area and increased landscaping that will be maintained in a common way. Mm. So it's an investment by everybody.
Significant dollars. So what does this mean, the future of North Temple? What will it look like? We've heard a lot about transit-oriented development in which, you know, high-rise, a little denser housing is provided, more retail opportunities. Frank Gray, how do you see North Temple looking in 10, 20 years?
I think what you said was really important, in 10 to 20 years. I think that the development will happen slowly over time. We have to get it open first, and then people will start believing that it's really happening and it's really there. I think that you will see more dense development, especially around the station areas. You know, it doesn't give you a lot of benefit to be where the train doesn't stop. It's where it stops that you get a beneficial where it's beneficial for you. And so I think you'll start to see areas around the transit stops begin to really develop and intensify. And I think it's 5 to 15 years out before you start to see major development in the area. But yes, I think it will be a fairly dense corridor. You can look at other cities that have done this and where they've put their light rail, and you see that kind of development occurring. That's part of what we're doing in this development conference, is having experts come in who have done this elsewhere in the country and talk to the property owners and the real estate community about the opportunity and what they need to do to take advantage of it.
And Dave Galvan, as a business owner representing the West Side Business Alliance, as a longtime resident of that area, do you welcome that new image of North Temple?
We welcome, we've invited, we've supported, and we've lobbied for this to come.
So embracing the future. The public meeting is tomorrow. It is free and open to the public, Frank Gray?
It is. We've asked people to sign up. We have over 200 people that have signed up, but people should feel free to come if they haven't done that.
Frank Gray, he is Salt Lake City's Director of Community and Economic Development. Dave Galvan, he is a member of the West Side Business Alliance and a resident of the North Temple area. Gentlemen, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. Thanks to Tamara Kemsley and to Katie Sheen Abbott. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Next time, the raging debate over mother-in-law apartments. Speaking of density, basement apartments, so-called accessory dwellings here in Salt Lake City. We'll hear more about Mayor Becker's push for higher density in the capital. Hope you'll join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.